Start your day the Torah with Rabbi Dayan Schneider.
It'll be Eira Chaim Tov Memtes. Okay, so today's subject is a subject of Chometz She'ovah Oreva Pesach. So we'll start off with some very basic questions which get asked, and then we'll take that a little further. So as we know, that if a person didn't sell his Chometz, even if he was mevatel his Chometz, the Chachomim gave him quite a strong knas. This is brought down in Halacha, in Simon Tov Memches, Chometz shenimtzo bebeis Yisrael achar Pesach. Chometz which was found in the house of Yisrael after Pesach, also afa pisha bittel. Imagine, this fellow, he's being mevatel his Chometz, did what he's supposed to do, battle the Chometz, and he said Kol Chamira the Chamira, and then unfortunately he found Chometz after Pesach. That Chometz is also both Bahano and it's also Bachir.
He made the
Bedikah
as well.
Yes, even if he did the Bedikah, even if he was Mafkarit, and the Issa is Bahano, you can see the Mishnah Brura. It's quite clearly that the Issa is a filibano. The Afal Gav said to Mishnah Brura to Keshebitloi when he was Mavatlit, Einoi over the Baal Yeroah, not over Baal Yeroah. Choshe Chachomim were afraid, Sheyaniach Kol Odom Chamtzoi al Acha Pesach. If we're going to rely on Bittel, so they were afraid, says the Mishnah Brura, that the person will, let's say, buy a beautiful cake, beautiful cream cake, expensive cream cake, and he'll be mevatel the cream cake, he'll put it, he wants to make sure it'll keep fresh, and it's got a 20-day shelf life, he puts it in his fridge, he'll say, Kol Chamir v'chamir, and against the Pesach, he'll be looking forward to the minute after Pesach, instead of queuing up in Sainsbury's, after Pesach, all he'll do is he takes it out of his thing. So Chachom were afraid that you're not really deep down in your heart mevatel. So therefore, you've got to either get rid of the Chometz, or you have to sell the Chometz. And if you don't do one of those two things, you would just mevatel it. So the Chachomim said that it's also even ba'ano. Now, I'm going to give you a few stories, and then let's see if we can come with a short formula, if we can answer Shkoya. Thank you very much. Yeah, if we can come with a short formula, how we can solve these shyness. So, I'll give you at least three stories which happened. We can carry on for the next hour. But I'm going to give you at least three stories. So the first story was, so a Rav phoned me up, and he told me, he says, look, I've got, people came to me, they were mamana me, and they signed Storis in order for me to hand it over to the Rav of that selling, or the guy, you could change that. But this story was handed over to the Rav that's selling. And I must say, I completely forgot, and I left it in my pocket, and I didn't give it over to the Rav. What's that lot? That's story number one. Story number two, very interesting story, that happened just before this Pesach, interesting, from last Pesach. Last Pesach, there was some very good whiskey called Macallan whiskey. And there was a certain Macallan whiskey which they were selling for £200. And various people ordered these whiskies, about two or three weeks before last Pesach. And this young man, Chick, was actually, a phone call came from London, from Stamford Hill. And he says, look, can I know her? There's the Ganze Mishpacha, we've got 17 siblings. I ordered it, I completely forgot about it. And now one of my shvogers phoned me up and he said, you know what? I've just found this bottle of whiskey, which Taka must have come, whatever. I don't remember anymore what, where, this bottle of whiskey. He says, today, a year later, it's worth £1,000. And, you know, I sold my cholets. Do I have to throw it out? Do I have to throw it out? He sold his cholets. He didn't know anything about this bottle of whiskey, when it came, where it was, who he, my iron bosser, when it arrived. He remembered he ordered it. Yes, but you've just, I just mentioned Sif A. Choma Chenimsa Babes Yisrael Aga Pesach, Afa Pisha Bitlo, even though you were battle it. And he says, the Yodana Udallo Yodana, nevertheless, Chazal said that it's awesome. So now, he sold his chometz. He forgot about this bottle that he ordered. He sold his chometz, which was all kinds of chometz, in where he lived, the Chavis Shishros, where his dealer was. The whiskey arrived at one of his brothers-in-law. I don't know why, maybe the one that ordered it, he had this great idea, gets it for all of them, gets a bottle for each of them, and he sold his chometz where it was. He forgot all about the bottle, he forgot about everything, but he wanted to know, is this part of the mechira or not? Do I have to throw it out? Now the shayla, third shayla, and then there's many more different shaylas, but I just want to bring out a very interesting lomdus here of how we pass in it la'aloch. Third shayla is this was Rav of a shul, and he sent out all his members, told all his members, please remember to come to me and sell your chometz. And this congregant, the elder Yid, he forgot. He certainly remembered, and when he received the shtar that he has to authorize his rov to sell on his behalf his chometz, he wrote in the shtar, put it in his pocket, and he completely forgot about it. Completely forgot to even go to his rov at all, completely. So that's one of three shaylos. Well, just mentioned to me outside, but it's also true that there's a whole industry in America of bourbon little distilleries, which many, many yidlach bought bourbon distilleries. Those bourbon distilleries, you have to know what exactly the yidl is. What exactly is this yidl? For example, I'll give you an example. You can have someone who, for whatever reason, maybe he's got a heksher, and he can't afford not to sell his chometz, because otherwise the Rav HaMachshe is not going to give him a certificate that he can carry on selling it. But he himself, he's not yet a Gros HaTzadik, and he carries on coming into work Kedarkoi through Pesach. So he comes after Pesach, and he gets his nice letter from the Rav, yes, he sold his chometz. I know, or we know, or people see, that during Pesach, he just carries on as he did. So now, I'm going to share with you, which is a Gemara in Psochim, which is a Yosid, very interesting, very, very interesting Gemara. So this Gemara in Psochim is in Daf Lamed Aleph, we may remember it. Lamed Aleph on the base. There's various geruses in Rishonim how to learn the Gemara, but the gist of it is as follows. Tonu Rabbonon. Lamed Aleph on the base. Chanus Shel Yisrael. You've got a shop which belongs to a Yid. Umalai Shel Yisrael. Yeah, so Rashi says, Malai means, it's a shop, a moldige geschäft. He sells bread and wine. Upoyale Nochrim. And he's got goyish workers that go nechnosin le shop. They go into this shop. Chomet shenimtza shom acha pesach. Now, the fellow wants to go and buy in this shop. What's the halach? Says the Gemara, very strange lashon. Chomet shenimtza, as we've told you, chomet over la pesach, is also ba'achila and also ba'amila. Says the Gemara, chomet shenimtza shom acha pesach, also ba'ana, the ein tzorech loyma ba'achila. She said, also by no bachila. Also by no, the ain tzorech loyma bachila. Says the Gemara, what happens if it's the other way? And the reason is because according to this Gerasa, we paskin that the chanus of the Yisrael, it's the chomets of the Yid, and the goyim are just coming and working. They're not bringing in their own chomets. I don't know, you're talking about 2,000 years ago. Habits may have changed, which I would be. Would this worker have sold you his chametz and he's a goy? So the Gemara the other way around. Chanus shel nochri umalai shel nochri. What happens if it's Tesco or Sainsbury's? Goy is a shop. Upoile Yisrael nechnosim v'yotzim misham. So then the Gemara says a very interesting lashon. Again, on the other side of the coin. Chomet shenimtza shom acha ha-pesach muta ba'achila. So, here, Tutzachtol Lebedik. The three Gedoile Poiskim, they had this kasha. Why is it that the Gemara says such a funny loshen of Muta Osa Ba'ano, Ein Tzorech Loyma Ba'achila? Why this period? So you've got the Bach that asks the Kasha, and you've got the Mogen Avraham, and you've got the Makor Chaim. These three poskim, they are medayik in the Gemara, this diuk which I just spoke about.
In the first case, it was a
Yid's
shop.
Second case, a Yid's shop. Second chain,
the Hanor goes on the owner of the shop.
The Hanor will go on the owner of the shop.
And the Achila. That makes sense. The Hanor is, he can't sell it and make Hanor out of it. Benefit out of it.
But in Torah Loima, also the Loshna is, also the Hanor. Why say? Just say. Why? What should he say?
It makes sense because he's going to make a profit on it, the Yid. And the Yid's got no right to make a profit on Chomash of a Pesach.
Right, so you're saying, very good, very nice what you're saying. You're saying that, you're saying, I'm sorry, don't make a fuss about the diuk, this diuk, don't make a fuss about it. Because what he really wants to tell you is, also ba'ano for the shopkeeper, the ein tzorech loyma ba'achila for the buyer. Okay, I hear what you say. So you're sort of back to it. Now, these three gedolim, okay, not say. No, we've got other achronim that also don't make a big fuss of the deal. But the meiser, the bach, moganavro, these were gedolim. These are the pillars of alocha, you know, and it's hard to completely ignore their diukim. And the Bach says as follows. The Bach says as follows. V'nira, says the Bach. Yeah, v'ikul ha-medek, v'kafregen ha-shayla, havelei l'misna b'reisha, also b'stam, v'sefer muta, what's all this business? Asks the Bach. V'nira, says the Bach, the b'chol duchta de'ikul drora de'chomet, toni b'stam. It's quite clearly from the halacha which I mentioned in Tov Mem Ches that it goes together, it goes in tandem. Aval b'chanus, when it comes to a shop, Eino Yelo Sofeik. There's a Sofeik. Why? Because maybe it's after Pesach. Maybe Chometz came in from after Pesach. Or maybe something else. And therefore, since it's a Sofeik, why are you throwing the book at this owner and answering both Hanor and Achila? And therefore, it should be enough for Oisrei Ba'achila. Kiven Deleka Dororo de Chometz Vadai. Says the Ba'ach, Al Kain Toni Bereisha, also Ba'anor. That there's no sfeikas here. It's called a vadai. And since it's called a vadai, the mela is going to be. And then the other side, also the other way around. Shteitoi bach. And the Mokan Avron and the Mokar Chaim. Amori tekezach. In a case where there's a sofek, we are machme ba'achila. Now that's a huge chiddush. Chayra, you could say, since the whole thing is Issa Drabonon, and we have a klal, Sofek Drabonon, Lekula, why here suddenly are you so machme on the Issa of Chometz, even by a Sofek Drabonon? Now, the interesting thing is that the Mishnah Brura, so, those that don't make a fuss of the Diuk, right? You're in good company. Those that don't make a fuss of the Diuk are, and they ask, are grosser Yidden, who argue on that, and they are the Beis Meir, you've got the Chavos Yoe, and the Nahash Sholoim, and the Mashmois and the Taz, and the Mogein Elef. Except, the problem is, as we know, those that are used to Psat, you've got the pillars and the older Paiskim, and then you've got the next generation of Paiskim. But the Mai Cigarette, the Mishnah Brura says, and this Mishnah Brura is brought down in Tof Mem Tes in the end of Sif Cotton Dal. Mishnah Brura finishes off that, you know what? When should one be machme? So it takes on that one wants to be machme like the Bach and the Mogen Avraham. That is kishenim to miyadach al pesach. But if you give yourself a little bit, oy shahapas yoshen. In those days it didn't have freezers, so you could see that the bread tastes hard and stiff. So you could see it's been over pesach. But if I've got no chasofek, aval im efshel litloy shenofal acha pesach, muta af pachila b'chalemia. Yeah? So this is a bombshell. What I'm telling you now, this Mishnah Brura is a bombshell, because it would seem quite clear from this Mishnah Brura that the Issa of Chometz, Acha, Pesach, even in a Sofek, one should be Machne, like the three pillars of the Halacha of the Bach. So it is Machne. The problem is that there's another Mishnah Brura earlier on, that the Mishnah Brura speaks about what happens if the Kinyonim, you know, when we do Mechiras Chometz, we do loads of Kinyonim. We do lots and lots of kinyonim with the goy, right? And the reason why we do all these kinyonim is because on every kinyon, there's a machlokes rishonim whether it helps. Some say mashicha helps, a goy can do mashicha, some say it doesn't help. Kinyon kesef, some say kesef only helps by Israel, some say it doesn't help. Situmta, one kinyon of kinyon chotza as a londas. It's impossible to understand why Kinyan Chotzer should happen. Says the Mishnah Brura, what happened if he didn't do all the Kinyonim? What happened if he didn't do all the Kinyonim? And he only did one or two Shvacha Kinyonim. Says the Mishnah Brura, no. That's the Chasofa Drabonon. is a Safek Rabbanon Lekula. His Ibazai is a Shvera Stira between the Mishnah. So the Choshev Yid, Reb Zvulun Shub, so it goes on down, it was in Ramot, Ramot Palin, in a Paisik Ramot Palin. And he says, and they are, and he's in good company, he's Mechalek, and this is a Yesoid here. He's Mechalek between different types of Sfeikas, Sha'ola Olam HaPesach, but this is just one Yesoid, which we can use quite a lot with our formula. And him, and I think there are others also that say a similar svara, because in the svaras of Mechira, there are various svaras. There are those that say that you're right, but now that you've done so many kinyonim, so according to this rishon that holds that this kinyon doesn't help, you've done this kinyon, and according to this, this kinyon, and this kinyon. There are those Ubaroshim, I think with some sofa, if I'm right, says, no. The svara is as I, like we mentioned before. Every person, when he sells his chometz, when he's mevatel his chometz, really, if he's just going to do bittel and have this gorgeous cream cake, which he's going to keep for his kiddush, which he wants to throw straight after Pesach, Matzah Pesach, yeah, and he wants to think, and he puts it inside his fridge or freezer, and he's mechaven, mevatel, and nechte getov. Deep down, he's very much looking forward to take it straight away. So we need to do some kind of a beer. You either got a choice of burning it, or you sell it to a con. So you could say, like I mentioned before, with all these kinyonim, it's sold to a goyim, and therefore that's a beer. That's the beer. And that actually is the reason why do we do Mechiras even on Erev Pesach this year? Why did we do Mechiras Pesach before Chatzais? Burning a Chomish you do, so people shouldn't forget. But what about Mechira? Tell us is, because there are those hackers that did Mechira after Chatzais, yeah? But those that are Makbid, there's a story that the Minchas Eloza, he held you could do it even after Chatzais. Oh, but he said, "Yes, I'm Rav in the town of the Maram Sheik." And the Maram Sheik, it was Makbid, that to do it before Chatzais, Mamela, I'm Mavatl Das to the Maram Sheik. I have to do like the Minig of the Maram Sheik. So the Minchas Eloza did like the Minig of the Maram Sheik. Oh, but what's the Svara? Terence says, because Mechira is a Chelak of the Biur. And Mamela, since they made the Takana that Biur should be before Chatzais, who are the Mechira? Yes? Now, those that say that the Mechira was a good Mechira, good. I've done Biur Chometz, no problem. Those that are worried, in Kol Zeh, Efshe the Kinyonim didn't help. Says the Chasam Sofer and others, the Svar is as well, that since in my mind, I have done everything to get rid of the Chometz, more than Bittel, so Mamela, then Chazal knew that in my Das, my Bittel is Taka a good Bittel. So, Oibazoi, it's a Chiluk B'Yasoit, so that's what he says, that's a Chiluk B'Yasoit between that Mishnah Brura and this Mishnah Brura. In a case where it's a Sofik in the Kinyonim, you did your Bittel, and you were Megala Das clearly that you sold it. So Mamela, it could be the guy didn't get it, but at least I was Mesalek myself from the Chometz. And since I am Mesalek myself from the Chometz, Mela, I'm not Nichlal in the Issa of Achila. Masha Einkein, in the case where there was no, it's just the Sofik, did this Chometz come afterwards or before, so then it's a different story. So, Kumtois, we've got now some kind of formula how we can use for all different types of things. So, let's go back to some of these three shaylos. Most mechiras chometz
stories.
At most, Mechiras Chometz Shtoros, which is also one of the Kinyonim, say that apart from the sealed areas which I'm sealing, I'm also selling Chometz B'chol Mokom Shehu. And it helps on Kinyan Agav. So now the Shaila is as well. This fellow, he took the trouble to seal all his places, and he forgot to seal this and this place. But if part of the Mechira, so then I've got, at worst, at best, it's part of the Mechira. At worst, it's going to be a situation where it's a Sofek Mechira. And if in the case of a Sofek Mechira, then you can start thinking, well, if it's a Sofek Mechira, in my mind, I am doing it, I told the rabbi to do what he's supposed to do, and as a part of that Mechira, I sold my chometz, so I did what I had to do. And Mamela, or you could say a Svarama and Shuldiksmir, the fact that I took the trouble, and I'm sealing that, and I took all the trouble, so it really, it could boil down, in that particular case, it could boil down to my das, b'shas mechiras chometz. But the general person, in his mind, is, look, I've done what the rabbi told me to do, echlesh was, I've sealed it all, and I've done what he told me to do, and finished, and that's as far as I'm concerned.
In the case of the rabbi coming over, how do you explain that?
Oh, so in the case, so there's a thing. A lot of mechiras chometz is a thing. So, often, what happens is, people send the mechiras chometz, because the Ketchila, and I heard this from my Rebbe, who was a grosser Boki, Rabbi Yosef Cohen, the Rebbe David Cohen from Chevron's father, who was a huge Boki in Choshe Mishpat, he never was adamant, you can't rely on fax and email. Adamant, because he says it's an extra size, it's not a policy. So Memela, what one has to do is, one has to send the Mechiras Chometz, that you can send by fax and email, you print it off, they can fill it in, but then they have to send it in the post. What happens is, normally, the average person that's selling chometz, if it's from all the outlying areas, and then various people, those chometz forms arrive often on Pesach. And because of that, many that are moicha chometz to the goy, they say, look, we sent it out, there are people that have filled it in. Oh, but, you know, what should I tell you? In my areas, and I am a shagas, the postman only delivers once a week. So when I need to wait for a statement, a bank statement, I have to wait. You know, three, maybe you can sort that out. Yeah, but I have to wait 8 days till I get the bank statement. Then you get the fellow telling you that, warning you that. So how does one work with that? So you make it clear to the guy that really, that is also Michla. But as far as the person that wrote the Shtar is concerned, he was Masalik himself. So Mamela, that's definitely going to be Mutter. Masha Enkin, in the other case, where Nebuch this Yidl, he wrote in and he put it in his pocket and he didn't, so Nebuch, you know, my heart goes out to him. And then there's other Shailas. Once you've got this formula, you can pass in so many shailas. What happens if it happened, and it can happen, that the guy died in the middle of Pesach, right? Okay, so there's a whole shaila legaba halacha. But all these kinds of shailas, what happens is, as far as the mechira is concerned, I did the mechira. What happens, Lagaba, the Shaila, and then we'll finish with this, where you see that the fellow is a Yena Cheverman, and he's carrying on his business, as usual. Oh, but he knows that no one's going to buy his stuff unless he puts out a big notice from the Rov or from the Bezdin that he sold his chometz. So that is a huge Machlekes Achreinim. Many Achronim say is a simon that he's not serious. So much so that the Shiurim Mitzvahim Ba'alacha brings that a fellow who himself, there were those that said that if a fellow sold his business, but he himself, religion, Ichagat, one fellow like that, told him, what about your own chametz? He's like, I put it all away, don't worry, there's no chametz. He told me. He says, about his business, he has to sell it, because otherwise he wouldn't get his certificate. So they wanted to say the ganze mechir is nishka mechir, because he's a Ramoy. Rav Moshe Feinstein, he came up with a different thing.
So it's not matters if he wants to steal.
Exactly. Rav Moshe Feinstein says it's wrong. So, those that argue on Rav Moshe, though we've been doing it according to him before as well, they said, no, it's felt in the Gilui Das. It's a Nitka Mechila. His Das is still on it. And therefore he's part of Sif Ches. Those, Rav Moshe says, no. The sale is a proper sale. You're a gunner. You're a gunner from a guy. What's going on?
Why can't you say he's working for the guy?
What? Why?
Why can't you say he's working for the guy? He's employed by the guy now.
Yeah, well, the guy, did he ask the guy permission? He's a posh at the gunner. He's a posh at the gunner. He's a posh at the gunner. So, Bekitsa, that's, a stick of a formula we've got. Tel nechochem v'yechikum oit.
Oh, yeah!
There's a whiskey situation. You've got to sell it.
Sell it for that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because he sold it. That's it. It's everything he had.
Did you get all the? Did you get all the? Yeah, you like all the papers.
Yes, can I have one?
Go ahead.
Have you got one?
I don't have one.
Second season.